So here's the first witch hazel we found. These very kind of narrow petals that are wrinkled here. It's really characteristic of a witch hazel. This one is really pretty dramatic because of its kind of pendulous shape and all the moss and lichens growing on it. That's one thing I like to tell people here is that when you see a lot of lichen and moss on plants, it's usually a sign that you've got some very good air quality.
Yeah, it's
and you can smell, like, right now, it's really... Now, the plants...
No, stay on that for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
The air quality, I mean, we're in a major city, and yet we're seeing lichen. Of course, now we're in the arboretum, so... you know, we're surrounded by a lot more plants and biomass than you'd usually have in a typical urban setting. That said, this is a very good sign for the air quality and for the quality of life in a town like this where you can go, you know, for me, it may be a 20-minute ride to come
yes.
here and be able to have this quality breathing experience, right?
It's true because right here, even though we have this major road here, like Washington Boulevard, you know, swerving just, I don't know how many yards away from us. And we've got Madison not too far this way. And of course we have 520, which is basically visible over there.
Probably the worst of the three.
Yeah, the worst of the three. I mean, we're so hemmed in by all these enormous conifers. I mean, they're on all sides of us here that you know, I think it does create, you know, a barrier and some remediation from all that CO2. But I just think a fantastic specimen here. I wouldn't even try and guess how old it is. This is an American witch hazel. We'll see some Chinese varieties which are even more dramatic.
Now, did you ever read a Green City Guide, the Peter Berg put together with the Planted Drum Foundation 20 so years ago?
No, I have not. I have not.
So he's describing a city where instead of 25% of the resources going to roads and cars and the needs of cars, that a lot more of that time and investment and space would be given up to plants and, of course, you know, making the air quality better and making the quality of life better, because instead of being surrounded so much by machines, we would have the intelligence of the plants and all the benefits that they bring, including food, including wildlife, and that just that kind of calm sense. You know, I would think that there would be less violence if we lived in a more verdant setting.
Oh, I think studies I've read indicate that the presence of plant life does seem to reduce things like domestic violence and I don't know. It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, don't you feel good right here?
Oh, this is amazing. we say every time we have this walk, we've got to do it again soon, and it's a year before it happens again. And
yeah.
You know, life happens that way. You get caught up in your various projects and dramas, but
the winter garden is a limited run.
Right. Yeah, and it's also limited appeal. I mean, people think the arboretum, oh, you got to go there in the spring, and you do that every third year, and you're taken care of. But it's a lot more subtle than that in the wintertime.